Good morning, Apollo 15. This is Houston. Are you awake yet? Over.
Good morning, Houston. This is 15. Reading you loud and clear there, Joe. Good morning.
Good morning, Alfredo. Sounds like you had a good night's sleep. We're standing by for crew status.
Okay, Joe, we certainly did have a nice sleep, and looks like your tracking data must be right. The moon's getting bigger out the window.
Roger, Al, at least our direction is right.
Appears that way. And, Joe, this is Al. We'll give you a status report here in about 5 minutes when we get organized.
That sounds good, Alfredo, and if you'd like, I'm standing by down here with the PAO Gold Bugle Morning News, if you'd like to hear some.
Joe, can you stand by for a minute on that? We wouldn't want our LMP to miss it.
No, I agree. He should be aware of it. I'll stand by.
Jim's awake here. Great to listen.
Roger. Okay, Apollo 15, this is your friendly news reporter with the morning news. Apparently, the Houston Post reported yesterday that the Falcon's checkout went smoothly and the mission is proceeding on schedule. The inside pages show drawings of how you will deploy the lunar roving vehicle. They didn't tell us anything I think we don't already know, so I won't go into the details of the drawings. In national news, now we may be losing communications now. I'll stand by a minute. Are you reading Houston clearly?
Joe, we're back with you.
All right, moving right along now. In national news, Secretary of Labor Hodgson has asked the United Transportation Union and the rail industry to put their dispute before a neutral panel for settlement. The U.S. Senate will vote today on an amendment to delay a federally guaranteed loan to Lockheed. The vote is expected to be very close. In local news, a Texas Animal Health Commission employee said that he thinks that the Harris County vaccination program against sleeping sickness is almost at an end. I don't know if they're going to institute pre-flight quarantine on the animals or not. And more than 100 people were arrested during a raid of the Arlington Country Club in Texas last night, and gambling equipment was confiscated. Maybe you left town just in time. In sports yesterday, the Baltimore Orioles increased their lead to 4 games in the American League East by winning a doubleheader from the Oakland Athletics, 1-0 and 6-4. And the Houston Astros split a twilight doubleheader last night with the Phillies, 8-3 and 5-1. Muhammad Ali announced that, Muhammad Ali announced that he will fight Jerry Quarry September in the Astrodome. And Ali also wants a rematch with Joe Frazier sometime in March 1972. The Oilers have trimmed their roster to 59 players by placing two of the players, Johnny Peacock and Tom Smiley, on waivers. 4 golfers were inducted into the American Golf Hall of Fame last night. They are Julius Boros, Kerry Middlecoff, Jock Hutchinson, and the late Walter J. Travis. And we hate to tell you this, but Elizabeth Taylor is a grandmother at age 39 when her 19-year-old daughter-in-law gave birth to a 6-pound, 2-ounce girl yesterday. And that's all from the Houston Moker News Center.
Okay, Joe, thank you very much for the weather and news this morning.
Okay, Al, and I have a CSM consumables update and a number of other things when you're ready to listen to them.
Okay, Joe, stay low.
Roger.